Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. My recipes this week all have pineapple in them. We're going to take pineapple into sweet and savory and really show you how far you can stretch something we've been pretty much eating our whole lives. Let's get started. My very first recipe is pineapple teriyaki chicken. What I love so much about this recipe is it's a natural way of doing a teriyaki chicken. Whereas most teriyaki chickens, you know, you would buy already a sweetened sauce. This we're actually going to make ourselves from scratch. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is 2 tablespoons of garlic olive oil in a hot pan. In that hot pan, I'm also going to put 1 onion that I'm going to julienne, 1 red bell pepper cut at a small dice. Now, it is important always to cut your vegetables differently when you're doing something like a chicken teriyaki because it brings that much more depth of look and flavor, in my opinion, because you don't want to taste a long strip of bell pepper instead of having that little tiny dice that accentuates the palate and helps bring it to life in a different way. I like to do 1 serrano chili diced small with the seeds. And it's important to have the seeds for me because they have an interesting little texture. And it's not going to be unedible at all. It's very casual and it's a very unique texture to add to something like a teriyaki chicken. 8 ounces of chicken that we're going to dice small. Now, it's very important that we dice this small because we want to make sure that we cook the chicken. We always got to remember chicken 165 degrees. No excuses, no exceptions. It's important because we want to make sure that we kill all the bacteria that's found inside of the chicken, especially the salmonella. While the chicken is cooking in the oil, I want to let it get browned up. Once it gets browned up, I'm going to add 1 cup of soy sauce, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 8 ounces of pineapple that we're going to slice small, and 1 onion that will be julienned. We're going to let that cook for an additional 5 minutes. And what you want to do is just grab a chicken, cut it in half just to make sure it's fully cooked because we don't want anybody to get sick. I promise this is one recipe you're really going to love, especially when the soy sauce and the brown sugar reduce down. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And watch my cooking show on www.foodietv.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.